This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Have you heard the news that there's euthanasia drugs found in a lot of pet food products? Major recalls have been issued by multiple companies. You can check out the brand names if you want at naturalnews.com. We've covered this story. We've also covered it at food.news. But look, here's the thing. Most people aren't thinking the next step. Like, why is there euthanasia drugs in pet food? Think about it. Really, why would there be euthanasia drugs in pet food? Now, of course, euthanasia drugs are used to kill animals or people, right? It's euthanasia. That's the point of the drug, is to kill a living system. Now, what kind of living beings get euthanized on this planet with euthanasia drugs? Well, sometimes farm animals, but mostly pets. And sometimes maybe wild horses or something. If the USDA is doing a mass murder spree of wild horses, which they do from time to time, if you didn't know that, then, you know, hey, welcome to reality. That's what the USDA does. The USDA is involved in all kinds of mass murder of animals. They had a program years ago called Bye Bye Blackbird, where they did a mass poisoning of tens of millions of blackbirds all across sections of the United States. We covered that as well at naturalnews.com. I mean, make no mistake, the USDA is in the murder business. But anyway, that's a different story. So you've got mostly family pets that are being euthanized. Now, if you didn't know that euthanized pets are put back into pet food, then I'm here to open your eyes to reality. When you have Fido put to sleep by the vet, if you don't claim Fido's body, Fido goes into dog food in many cases. Not all, but in many cases, goes right into the dog food supply chain to be fed to other pets. And that's how euthanasia drugs end up in pet food. Popular brands sold at all the popular pet stores and retailers. Euthanasia drugs. Now, we can test for these drugs in our lab, by the way, cwclabs.com. It's something we might do down the road. It's not something we have time to do right now because we're working on other projects, but this is very easy for us to detect. Very easy. It's sample prep and liquid chromatography and mass spec. All we got to do is just test a couple of methods, look up the molecular mass and the ionization of that molecule, and we can easily identify. Just get a standard, you know, run the standard, get the peaks, get the retention time, get the molecular fragmentation, all that stuff. And then we can run it and detect it. But that's not on our priority here. We've got other things that are more important right now. But other labs have done the testing. And I don't recall which consumer group paid for all that testing. You can find it in our story at naturalnews.com. You might have to search the website there for euthanasia drugs, pet food, you know. So then you'll find it, you'll see the source. But somebody else already paid for the lab analysis and found all these. And of course, the pet food manufacturers are acting all shocked. Oh, we're shocked. We can't believe our supply chain gave us this contaminated material. Really? Let me tell you something. Pet food business is a dirty, filthy business. In most cases, there are exceptions to it. You know, there are companies that do truly clean, natural, sometimes organic, even, you know, holistic pet food. They're out there. But the masses of the pet food companies, they are using roadkill. They are using dead family pets. They're using, you know, the murdered horses that the USDA murdered. They are getting their hands on any cheap source of animal parts that they can find, and they're just throwing them into the grinders. Because what, you can't tell. Oh, you open a can of food, and it's just this wet mass of meat-like jelly substance. You don't know what's in there. It could be your previous dog. You know what I mean? Seriously, that's what ends up in there. You don't know. Or even worse, kibble, when they cook it and dry it into a kibble. Could be anything in there. It's pressed into the kibble shape. It could be, you know, euthanized horse hooves, for all you know, and that's in there. You know, that's used. I mean, every part of every animal is used in the process. I mean, there's horse meat that shows up in human food, by the way. There's horse meat that's been caught in all kinds of grocery store items all around the world. If you didn't know that, you know, do your research. You know, look, meat is a filthy, dirty business in most cases. Just filthy. And they'll anything that they can sell and package as for a profit, they'll do so. And every part of the animal is used. There's nothing that gets just dumped as waste. Every single part of every animal is used from top to bottom, from nose to tail. It's all used. And dog food is sort of the last dumping ground of where these parts go. So while the premium parts of, you know, harvested animals like deer or cattle or pigs or horses, the premium parts might go into human food, you know, the actual cuts of meat, the clean cuts, so to speak. Well, then everything else, you know, the tendons, the bones, the blood, the guts, the brain, I mean, the organs, just everything goes into, you know, ultimately dog food. Because dog food is the last stop on the food chain. And sometimes, I mean, it might be used as feed for other animals. Like some of it might end up mixed into pig's feed or even cattle feed. I've heard of that practice. There's been a long-standing practice in the United States of feeding chicken litter, that is chicken poop, to cows. They just mix it in with the cow feed and they feed it back to the cows. That's been going on for long period of time. Now, just in case this isn't gross enough already, and I apologize that this is all a gross subject, but if you want to know what's actually happening, you know, you're going to have to listen and learn. But the reason we have so many outbreaks of infectious disease in meat products and so much contamination and so many weird, strange, exotic diseases breaking out in the United States, including on farms and ranches, but also in human populations, is because these farm feeding practices are ideal breeding grounds for cross-contamination of viruses and breeding superbugs and promoting infectious disease. So they're taking dead parts of certain diseased animals and feeding them to other animals, and then they're taking dead parts of certain animals and feeding them to other animals. And you wonder, why are pets so stricken with disease today? Like, what the heck is going on? They didn't used to have all these rates of cancer and diabetes and heart disease and neurological disorders and all this. You know, pet vaccines is part of the answer, but the other part is that most people are feeding their dogs an incredible array of filth and disease because it's from other animals. The practices are just outrageous. I can't even watch videos of, like, hidden camera videos inside dog food factories. It's just, oh my God. I mean, the snippets I've seen were just so nauseating. It's just, wow. I can't even believe that's happening. But it is. And frankly, some of the human food production isn't that far off. Some of the chicken plants that are out there are just outrageous. The stuff that goes on in the chicken plants, the meat plants, and the cattle butcher factories and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about it. It's just too sick to imagine. But anyway, I'm not going to delve any further into all that. I'm just saying, if you're wondering why there's euthanasia drugs in the pet food, it's because they're grinding up dead Fido and they're putting it in there. And, you know, I understand you may not have known that. And I know, this is not something you tell little children. You want them to believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy and that dog food is clean. Yeah, I get it. But those of us who are adults, we can face the reality that that whole industry is filthy and largely dishonest and largely engaged in food practices that are so disgusting. If you had any idea what was actually in those food cans or those kibble bags, you wouldn't feed it to your dogs. So I've known people who actually cook like steaks and hamburgers for their dogs on a daily basis, which is not a bad idea, frankly. I mean, I know people who make their own dog food. They cook their own doggy biscuits, you know, things like that, because they really care about their dog's health, and their dogs are super healthy. It's the people that just buy the off-the-shelf bagged crap. And a lot of that's GMO corn, by the way. There's all kinds of corn in it, and there's rice in it, and there's rice from China, and it's contaminated with heavy metals, and you're poisoning your dogs. And then they get sick. You take them to the vet. The vet wants to put them on drugs and vaccines. Oh, guess what? Causes neurological disorders, you know, liver disorders, heart problems, kidney problems. And then they just get sicker and just die. And then they go back into the food supply. I guess in some sick, twisted version, somebody might call that recycling. That's not what I call it. I call it an inhumane, filthy food practice. But that's the industry. And there are virtually no laws that really clamp down on this, on these practices that I'm describing. These industries are widely unregulated. There's some regulations, but the lack of enforcement of regulations for cleanliness and the supply of where they're getting their, you know, raw materials, so to speak, is it's outrageous. Again, there are crews that run around the roads. I mean, where do you think roadkill goes? You know, you ever see somebody hits a deer, somebody hits a hog here in Texas where I am? You see dead hogs on the road all the time. There's so much about the world today that most people can't even believe because reality is just too horrifying. They just want to escape into their little Truman Show shell, their fake reality. They just want to tell themselves everything's okay. You know, there are honest people in charge. No, there aren't. Everything is a scam almost. You know, there are a few exceptions. There are a few honest people. There are a few ethical people. There are a few ethical companies even, but there aren't that many. And the dog food industry, the pet food industry, is saturated with dishonest operators that are just downright sickening. So that's the truth that you need to know. If you dare, read more news at food.news. And most of the news there is actually positive news. It's not all about just sick, disgusting practices like this. There's a lot of healing food news and, you know, disease prevention foods, anti-cancer foods, all kinds of food technology, food science, all kinds of stuff. So check all that out at food.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast, if you dare, at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.